saw your face. Now I'm a believer, not a trace of doubt in my mind, in your love. Why, yeah, I'm a believer. I couldn't leave you if I tried, if I tried. Oh yeah, I'm a believer. I couldn't leave you if I tried, if I tried.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
This is Larry Berger. We'll be back again with our usual mix of acoustic music and family fun next week. You're listening to a special edition of the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, featuring great live performances from past broadcasts.
88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUP-FM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, 90.7 KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, 91.7 WCUC FM Clarion, 91.7 WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
This hour is going to begin with a lively performance. I remember these guys from when they joined us back on May 12th, 2018, and we had a lot of fun both on and off the air. I hope you'll enjoy hearing them either for the first time or perhaps again. Here from Buffalo, the quartet known as Folk Faces. I enjoyed that so much, and I was a little nervous during that song because there is a fire sprinkler system just above Tyler, and as you shredded that guitar, I was a little concerned that you might that might go off, and I don't know what happens. Well, actually, I do know what happens when water gets spilled around here, but you guys sound great. So let's meet the band. These guys are from Buffalo. Folk Faces is their name. We'll start with Tyler, go down the line, and then get back to music.
I'm Tyler, Tyler Westcott, and I play guitar and banjo and sing and write songs in the band.
Excellent. Did you write the one you opened with?
Yeah, it's an instrumental, you know, inspired by, you know, like Django Reinhardt and you know, kind of that style of music.
Yeah, what kind of guitar are you playing?
Oh, it's an EKO. It's an Italian-made kind of like a gypsy jazz guitar, and bought it from the guy from the Hot Club of Buffalo.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful guitar.
Thanks.
Next to you is Ellen. Hello.
Hi, my name is Ellen Peroni. I play saxophone. I also handle a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff that the band does, a lot of the booking.
Yes, I was going to say, I can tell by my notes here, you were the one to keep it all straight. So,
I do my best. I do my best. I pride myself in being very organized and send a lot of emails mostly.
And are you both originally from Buffalo, that area? Or
I am originally from Buffalo, but Tyler is not.
I grew up about an hour away from Buffalo.
Where about?
The southwestern tip of Livingston County, about an hour south of Rochester. Very small town. I graduated with like 40 kids. And it's called Nunday, New York.
There might be somebody.
Hunt, New York, even more.
Somebody here might know it. Now, next, Dan is, it says here, percussion vocals and lead washboard. Or is that lead washboard?
Could be both. Maybe there's some lead in here. But yeah, I'm Dan Schwack. I play washboard and percussion, and I try and sing in the background. I usually don't have a microphone.
Now, Pete, as you're listening to the percussion And you might want to watch it, too, if you get a chance. It's amazing. Each of you is playing intricate parts. But
thanks.
Did it take a while to figure out how to do all that?
Well, it didn't really take a while to figure out how to do it. What took a while is to finding the right sounds to put on it. I just didn't want to put random things on here. They all have a function and purpose. I got a wood block, got a coffee creamer, a light bulb insulator, the top of a sugar container. I got a cowbell. I got an oil catcher from the bottom of a grill.
I was just wondering what that was. Yeah.
Yeah, and then some horns.
Nice.
And then just the washboard.
That and the Mel Bay washboard book, and you're all set to go. And then on bass is Patrick Jackson. Thank you for leaning up to a mic. Hello.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We're happy to have you here. I meant to ask you both if you're also from the Buffalo area originally.
Yeah, Dan and I grew up in the south towns of Buffalo, so not too far away. I think I grew up like a half hour out in East Aurora, and he grew up about like 40 minutes out in Lancaster.
Well, it's just terrific to have you here. I think you've got one recording that folks can get a hold of. I hope you'll record more.
Yeah, we're in the process of working on our follow-up album, our second album. We've been working at a really nice studio in Buffalo. And our first release is about a year old. It turned 1 year old in April. Yeah, I mean, we've been a band a long time, and it was about time we put out a CD. And we're working studiously on our follow-up album, but it's tough.
It takes a lot of time, and you sound just terrific. If you're just joining us, Folk Faces is the name of the group. They're here from Buffalo. What do you want to do next?
I'd like to play a song I wrote, and it's about how I ended up in Buffalo and met all these people.
And Tyler, by the way, has traded in that Italian guitar for a banjo. Here again, Folk Faces.
Well, it was about 7 years ago on a river where not here.
years ago around a campfire on the banks of the mighty Genesee. Well, a girl I didn't know who came from Buffalo said, come and move to the city with me. Well, I fell in love with the pot farmer's daughter. Yes, what does she want to live on me? Well, us Harvey rock stars only care about their guitars, but I feel it, oh, he's in love, you see. Oh, I feel it, oh, he's in love, you see. Get her out of my head. Well, we had a good run. Yes, we had a whole lot of fun. But she threw me for the ringer, and she broke my heart instead. To her mother's surprise, it was her who brought tears to my eyes while she remained unscathed. And it seemed like so long since we laughed and sang songs. We used that dirty, polluted Genesee River water to bathe. We used that dirty river water to bathe.
These guys, I'm just tickled. You've taken many of the genres that I like, and you've put them all together. This is kind of what I hear in my head when I walk around all the time. And nobody else gets to hear it, and now they get to hear it. You too, Tyler and I could be spirit each other's spirit animal. Is that what the kids say?
Well, he's a wild beast.
You play the music we want to hear, you know.
Yeah. What do you want to do next?
Well, I'll keep the banjo on for one more song and do a little song. It's kind of an ode to the rats of Buffalo.
I forget just who I am. I hide it like a hermit crab, shut it like a clam. And if you forget just who you are, get in and take a long drive in your car. In your car you could drive around the whole world and not give a damn. In my mind a lion is sleeping with a lamb. When I first impressions, they get mighty old. I'm not sure if I'm jaded. The world could call it. I don't want to be a victim of World War III. Devil and God to keep me company, but there's a fat old rat running down the sidewalk. I'm safe inside my tin foil blanket. Sometimes I sit and I think about the world, but at times I sit alone and I'm so up. No, I'm done. Down, but I always stand up and put in perspective. My overflown cup, I like the kind of parties where I hang on the dog. Sitting in the corner like a bump on a log. Jump off the log, start out to run and open up your eyes and you see something stunning. Put on your coat, put on your hair. Step out of the door, that's all she wrote, man. I don't talk about money because it makes no sense. Makes people act funny, increase the confidence. So I don't need a dollar just to give me a spine. Even if I had one piece for my mind, because my mind's one from my roots of planned. It's what's modern and this is a full brand. Really have time nowadays to think of. You want to get together, let's get a drink, give me a call. Oh, give me a call. You can go down to the radio show and hang out. We can broadcast all across this great day.
Woo! So I didn't know when to stop tapping my hand here. I almost blew it there at the end. Folk Faces, the name of the group. But you all have folk faces of sort, right? These nice bearded, almost Ellen. I didn't mean
lady.
Yes, I didn't mean Ellen.
That's all right.
It's generally not a question I like to ask. I, in fact, I almost never ask it, but I like the name a lot.
It's a cheeky little name. It's exactly what you'd expect. It's not a, it's not a hard joke to get. It's another four-letter word you could use.
Yes, yes, got it.
You know, it's a way of describing someone who you might think is a certain way. And so we're a bunch of goofballs, and so we kind of refer to ourselves
as
such.
Like folk neck.
Welcome to the joke.
Would be another one. let's get back to the music. the guitar has been donned by Tyler.
This is a song about choosing joy and tolerance in your everyday life instead of hate and fear. It's called Lucky Stars, and it's about thanking them.
Gentlemen, the unflappable Ellen Peroni. Oh,
promised land. You better get moving towards that promised land. That's why I'm gonna bless me among the nations. Of feast and famine, yes, we've all seen the taste. I was lost, but now I'm found. Nobody gonna bring me down. Nobody gonna bring me down.
Not you.
Nobody gonna bring me
Folk Faces with another beauty. These are all original songs, too. And as you listen to them, they sound like they could be something from Jim Queskin or something from the Hot Club of any place. And I'm tickled that you're here. I keep using the word tickled.
It's great to be here.
I'm not sure there's anything else I can say. And I just noticed on our washboard, there's an Altoids tin
there
up
is.
There. Right?
I can keep little treats in here.
Yeah. Oh, it actually, it's a functional
There's
tin.
There's like thimbles in here and a picture of my mom and dad.
That's nice. It's like your office.
Yeah. It's my little office. People love to honk on my horns and blow on my slide whistle as well.
It's the slide. Oh, it is.
Honk on my horn and blow on my slide whistle, baby.
Amazing. It's interesting because... when I saw the slide whistle before the angle we happened to be at, I did not really realize, of course, he would need to blow a slide whistle. I just was figuring it must be an electric slide whistle or a self-powered slide whistle.
It's electric.
Is there a way to trace how you got into this style of music? Is it Tyler's lead? Or it can't be. You all seem very natural with this, but how'd that all happen?
Well, I mean, everybody individually is a very extremely talented musician and inspired by lots of different kinds of music. For me, I went to New Orleans in 2010, and I was on a riverboat on the Natchez dancing to what's the Dixieland band?
Preservation Hall Jazz Band?
No, it was the, I don't know, but like, Some Dixieland band, and I was just like eating catfish on a riverboat and listening to Dixieland, and I was like, wow, this is pretty awesome. I like this. I could get used to this. This music's fun. I like dancing and hanging out and eating good food, and I don't know, that music spoke to me. And between that and then like people like Woody Guthrie and Pete Seeger, who used, you know, American roots music to make a statement, that really inspired me too. And so I just kind of smashed those two things together in my mind. And then you know, Ellen came from the jazz world, and she's a teacher. She's an academic, and has she's a music teacher.
And then, how about you guys, Dan?
Well, I have a pretty diverse background in music. My main love is punk rock. I really love punk rock music, but I also, by way of like avant-garde performance art, percussion music that I studied at the university, I fell in love with found objects. So like John Cage kind of stuff. So that's where the washboard kind of comes in. But at the same time, I really also love, like he said, Woody Guthrie. I love Bob Dylan. And like just the, I felt like punk rock and folk music kind of has the same not tempo, but the same kind of feel. I like the energetic stuff.
They have a lot of the same sensibilities.
Yeah, for sure. So that's where it complements me.
I guess like I went to college with Ellen. We met freshman year when we both looked a lot younger. And we were having a lot of fun running around college and being music students. And Ellen had joined Folk Faces maybe a year beforehand. I joined, and they had a gig at an attic with a bunch of punks in Rochester. And I showed up, and it was crazy. And I never played with them before. And I said, I kind of want to join this band. This is a lot of fun. And I got to play all the jazz and country and bluegrass. Everything was all rolled into one. So for a bass player, that makes for a really good night.
Oh, I'll bet.
Yeah.
And we liked him because he offered to drive.
Yeah, I was on cold medicine. So
I was going to say, I was wondering what the join the band application is like. One might be must be designated driver.
Be willing to drive 7 hours for $50.
Yeah, I just had a lot of Dayquil in me, and I was leaving all the drinks alone.
I tried to warn you, Pat. I said there's literally hundreds of dollars to be made doing this.
I know.
Right. Hundreds. And if you ever win the lottery as a group, though, you'll be able to play until the money runs out.
Yeah. Party till the money's gone.
Yeah. That'll be good for like 2 months.
Yeah. Let's get another one out of you all. What's next?
This is a traveling song. It's about getting out of your hometown and playing to some new audiences and making new friends. And this is my I took a stab at writing like a country or a western swing or like a Hank Williams vibe-y kind of tune, and or rockabilly even, you know. And it's a song called Get Out of Town. It'll be on our second CD, which is destined to come out in 2047. Here's Get Out of Town.
There ain't no time for fireside romance, and baby, after it starts to rain, well, I can't write you no letters, baby, if you're always around. Put your money where your mind is, find out which way south is, and get out of town.
Get out of town, get out of town.
Try not to set your bridges on fire, keep the pavement underneath your tires when you ain't got a friend, and the world seems black.
Get out of town, baby, and don't come back.
Get out!
Stranger's face in a place nobody ever seen. Can't take no wrong turns, being chased by a hellhound. Being troubles increase, pack it up and go east. Get out of town.
Get out of town. Get out of town.
Get out. Well, that's just bridges on fire. Keep the pavement underneath your tires when you ain't got a friend and the world seems black.
Get out of town, baby, and don't come back.
Accepting charity. Can't talk too loud about your plans if they're still imaginary.
Well, I know better than to accept hand me down.
Get that weight off your chest, baby, cut out west. Get out of town.
Get out of town. Get out of town.
Try not to set your bridges on fire. Keep the payment underneath your ties. When you ain't got a friend, the world seems black.
I'll get out of town, baby, and don't come back.
Folk, Folk Faces, thank you to Tyler and Alan and Pat and Dan. We're going to let you play us out.
Thanks so much. This is a song called We're on the Move Now, and it's inspired by Robert Johnson and Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. Inspired by the music of Robert Johnson and the words of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Come tumbling down, Joshua, to the Battle of Jericho. You not white, black, and brown. We got to fight a lot like David Bowling. If we will but make the right choice, if we will but make heard our voice, because we're on the move now, not about to turn around. We're on the move now, we're standing on ground. How long?
Not long.
How long?
Not long.
Oh, your street's been marching on, because we're on the move now, not about to turn around.
Oh, boy.
But if you haven't loved, then your blood was spilled in vain. All I got is my sweet love, that's why my town in rain and darkness cannot put out dog names. Only I can do that, oh yes.
We're on the move now, we're not about to turn around. We're on the move now, we're standing on ground.
How long?
How long?
Oh, it's truth been marching on, cause we're on the move now, we're not about to turn around. Satisfying, participate in the beauty of diversity. Let those on the outskirts of hope come to the metropolis of spirit. Let us roll down like a mighty stream. Resurrect our American dream, cause
we're on the move now, not about to turn around. We're on the move now, we're standing on ground.
Hello,
hello,
hello. Oh, you're sweeping my jello.
Hello,
hello.
Oh,
you're sweeping my jello.
Hello,
hello.
Oh,
you're sweeping my jello.
Folk Faces, recorded live, straight to the radio, straight to your ears, from the May 12th, 2018 edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Coming up, you're going to get to hear some original music from Jim Abbott. Back on January 7th, 2017, it was our pleasure to welcome Jim Abbott into the studios. You might recognize the last name from his very well-known sons, but Jim Abbott is a great singer, songwriter, guitar player, and storyteller in his own right. Here he is from the January 7th, 2017 edition of the Saturday Light Brigade.
This is an old Flight and Scruggs tune. Steamboat took my daddy to New Orleans. He got killed in a poker game downtown. Steamboat took my daddy to New Orleans. Some crooked gambler shot him down. Daddy took the steamboat, didn't take me along. I've been sitting here thinking all day long. I'm gonna ride that steamboat, take my gun along. I'll get that man that done my daddy wrong. Lord, yeah. get that man that done my daddy wrong. Steamboat took my daddy to New Orleans. Daddy was pretty good with a deck of cards. Said he'd get rich in New Orleans, where the games were fast and the cash was cold and hard. You can't make no money when the deck of cards are stacked. Steamboat never brought my daddy back. I'm gonna ride that steamboat, take my gun along. I'll get that man that done my daddy wrong, Lord, yeah. Get that man that done my daddy wrong. Steamboat took my daddy to New Orleans. I know he wanted that money for us kids. Steamboat took that daddy to New Orleans. Now mama won't forgive him for what he did. Daddy took steamboat, didn't take mom long. Now all she does is cry all day long. I'm gonna ride that steamboat, take my gun along. I'll get that man that done my daddy wrong, Lord, yeah. Get that man that done my daddy wrong. I'll get that man that done my daddy wrong. That'd be enough of that.
Yeah, I think we can reveal that this is Jim Avett playing right now, and it's really nice to have you back.
I wanted to play Steamboat because I absolutely love coming to Pittsburgh. You got Big Water up here, and there are any number of stories down Big Water. We don't have like three rivers coming together that makes Big Water like you got. I played up and down the Ohio River. And have made a lot of friends up and down the Ohio River.
That's great. Anyway. And your home is where now?
Concord, North Carolina.
And
it's 20 miles out of Charlotte. Where we live, you would never know that Charlotte's there. We have 60 acres. We have cows. We have pigs, snakes, any kind of boogers you can imagine lives on our land, yeah.
And you have hills and trees, not unlike Pittsburgh's, if you're in the area. I think you are.
Yeah.
I mean, the topography is very similar.
I grew up in the foothills of North Carolina. My formative years, my daddy was a preacher. We moved around not a great deal, but I grew up above Hickory, up toward Lenore in the foothills. And I really started music because it was more of a self-defense than anything else. It was something to do. And we weren't poor by any means, but we weren't rich by any means either. So instead of going to movies and whatnot, we'd sit down with some instruments and try to make music. And it was a lot of it was bad music. But I grew up around Doc Watson, and I heard one of the tunes you were doing a while ago.
Oh, it was one of Doc's, Freight Train Boogie, maybe.
He also did... Traveling through this world of woe, there is no sadness, toil, or danger to that fair land to which I go. I'm going there to see my father and all my friends who have gone on. I'm just going over Jordan. I'm just going over home. I could do on, could go on with that, but that just came up. When I was learning to play a guitar, and I still am, I got a guitar when I was 13. That was 1960. When I was growing up, nobody taught guitar.
and we couldn't have afforded to take to pay for it if it had. So it was a watch and learn kind of thing.
Where'd you get your guitar?
The first guitar that I had, my daddy, who was a preacher and a fairly poor man but a fairly smart man, he saved the money he made. He went to a pawn shop and he bought a guitar for $5. A man made maybe a dollar an hour at that time, and that was 5 hours worth of work he put in a guitar for me. A man now maybe makes $15 an hour. That's $75. You can go to the pawn shop and buy a guitar for $75. You won't get much, but you'll get a guitar you can play. And it was great. It was absolutely great. I sat on the couch with this guitar. It was a big orchestra face. It had cracks in it. It looked like it had been painted with a 5-bucket of tar and a pine limb. I mean, it had paint all over it. It was great, and I didn't have any idea. My brother is 6 years older than I am. He was then, and he still is. I was 13, and I thought 19-year-olds knew everything. Later, I found out they don't know much of anything, and neither the 13-year-olds. But anyway, he came by, and he said, "You want me to show you how to play that, boy?" And I said, "Oh, would you please?" So he showed me three chords. And with those three chords, I started playing. I was forced into finding a fourth chord.
That's Woody Guthrie always said, right? Any more than three is showing off.
There is a book called Three Chords and the Truth, which came out maybe 15 years ago. And it tells, do you realize that there are over 11,600 chords on this fretboard? And I knew three of them, and that was enough. But anyway, I haven't got a whole lot better on the guitar, but I've learned a lot of songs. And the reason they like for me to get up is because I don't mind getting up in front of people and singing.
Well, I was going to say, you're a natural at doing that. Did that come from church with your dad?
My dad, my brothers, my neighbors, I had heroes. One of the differences between today's world and the world that I grew up in, we had lots of heroes, World War II guys that were in our church, that were teachers in our school. These guys did things the way things needed to be done, and they taught us, my generation, how the right way of doing things. That doesn't mean we did them the right way. It means that we knew what they were. So I see in my older age, the good thing about getting old is you have an awful lot of experiences and a lot of lies you can tell. And the really good part is that there's a short window that I've got to tell these, because all the people that could refute them, they're dead. And pretty soon, I'm going to be dead too, and the next man gets a shot at it, and that's the way it ought to be. That's the way that life works. And I'm very at ease with that. But at this point in my life, I see most everything as a teaching opportunity. If you see me doing anything that you want to learn how to do, I'll be glad to tell you how I do it. It's not to take it to the grave. I'll leave it here with you. I have a couple of sons that are fairly famous. When they started out, I told them I wanted them to play the best they could. I don't care what you're going to be. I want you to be the best that you can be. You can be a trash man. I want you to be the best one. I don't care. It's not my life. It's yours. But you use music, my way of seeing it, you use music and you write music to affect people's lives. That is the reason you write music. It's not for money. It's not for notoriety. I told them if what they wrote was good enough to draw a crowd, fine. If not, we'll sit on the front porch. But music is important, and I was excited about picking up a guitar and making music with it and growing with it.
Let's have you. I want to be sure you get a chance to do another song or so. What would you like to play?
What I wanted to do was a murder song. If you stood on my front porch and threw a rock four times, you'd probably hit this pile of stones that there's a pile of bones under it. This guy killed somebody. The police came and decided they needed to hang him, so they did, and then they put him under these stones. In the story, if you write songs, you don't name them names because their relatives want to come and kill you. What you do is you change that around, and I just call him Old Bones in this one. Let me preface this song by explaining. In here, I use a phrase that says, doesn't a man have a right to protect what he owns? I'm not talking about him owning his wife. I'm talking about him owning the relationship and the right to have that relationship without being interfered with, which there was another guy came in and interfered with it. Over in the pasture where the green grass grows, there's a big pile of stones on a little pile of bones. Ain't nobody knows about this, and nobody cares. I was standing there wondering about the rocks and such, and an old man came up to me and told me about bones is bad luck. Old Bones heard a man bragging about messing with his wife. He told some others he'd pay with his life. If he found him out, he would shoot to kill. It didn't take long, the guilty party was found. Old Bones sealed the deal, left him dead on the ground. Well, Big John Law rode up in a gang. They arrested him and said he should hang. And right here, I think we come to a question that ought to be heard. Does a man have the right to protect what he owns? Ain't that God's way of thinning the herd? So they hung Old Bones. He said goodbye to his wife. For a fit of rage, he paid with his life. Ain't it funny how we react to strife? Old Bones paid the price for what he had done. The guilty man paid for just having some fun. I ain't judging here what's right and what's wrong. Just a thought about how society moves along. Seems to me only the guilty should pay with their bones. Just wondering here what's right and who's wrong, and who ought to be under all of them stones.
Jim, who wrote that, Jim?
I did.
I thought you did.
It sounds like something I'd write.
No. I like that line, pay with your bones. That's a great line.
I was
line.
Wondering just who ought to be under all that pile of stones. It would make sense to me that the guilty party probably ought to be paying for it. But anyway. Yeah.
Do you find stories pouring out of you sometimes when you're talking to folks that you kind of almost forgot you remembered?
Oh, yeah. When you, a very unique way of living is actually talking to people. And the interaction of talking to you to me will bring up things that I haven't thought about in some time. But they're there. And sometimes when you mention stones, I would think of that song. I haven't played that song in a while. But there are tens of stories that you need to hear. And if you don't hear them from me, you're probably not going to hear them. Or somebody like me who will sit down, some old guy who will sit down and talk to you about it. If you want to know what it's like to be 70, let me tell it to you this way. If I got a second, I can do this.
Of course.
When I was in 1975, I was living in Wyoming, and I've always had old guy friends. They have such good stories and such good lies to tell. I always hung around them. I had two old guy friends out there that were 85 in 1975. They had been born about 1890. One of them had done some growing up in Ohio before he came to Wyoming. He told me when he was 10 years old, about 1900, he had belonged to a young man's organization, sort of like the Boy Scouts. The Boy Scouts weren't founded until 1911 or 12 or somewhere along in there. Anyway, there were a lot of young people's organizations. He was a part of one of them, and it was their duty on Veterans Day to escort a veteran. That year, in 1900, he escorted a Civil War veteran. I can't remember whether that guy, whether that guy had shook hands with, heard a speech by, or merely seen Abraham Lincoln. I didn't know Abraham Lincoln. I'm not that old. But I knew a man that knew a man who, by God, knew the man. And any Southerner who is any American who is a serious student of the Civil War would know that Abraham Lincoln is the best friend that this country ever had. He was actually a leader. He was so much more than those that came immediately behind him. I don't know, they may be kin to you, but it's the truth, and I'll speak the truth. They say you can get the truth from two places. One, from the very young, before they are shamed into telling lies, and from the very old who don't care anymore.
And we're such a young country, too, that those connections are...
I knew an old man when I was a kid. I was probably 5 years old. His daddy had fought in the Civil War.
So you've been playing as you've been traveling, right?
Oh, yeah. I do 40 to 50 shows a year.
Well, I think we're lucky to have you playing in Pittsburgh because that's a...
When he asked if I'd come on here, I said, I can't wait. Yeah. I cannot wait.
It's just terrific to have you here. Do you want to play another song? I'd love to hear you.
I was sitting out in the green room waiting on this, and there's an old song. My grandfather's clock was too tall for the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor. It was taller by half than the old man himself, but it weighed not a penny, weighed more. It was bought on the morn that the old man was born. It was always his treasure and pride, but it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. Grandfather said of those he could hire, not a servant so faithful he found. For it wasted no time, and it had but one desire, at the close of each week to be wound. And it kept in its place, not a frown upon its face, and its hands never hung by its side. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, tick-tock, tick-tock, 5 seconds numbering, tick-tock, tick-tock, it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died.
You know, as you were singing that, I was picturing you singing that to your kids. Did you ever do that?
Oh, yeah. Susie and I went camping, 15, 20 years ago. And it was up in September. And in the campgrounds, there's not a whole lot to do after the sun goes down. So you start a fire, and you go out, and you sing some love songs to your wife of 48 years, by the way. What a terrific girl. But anyway, I was singing to Susie. And some people from Houston, Texas, were on one side in the next campsite, and some people from Ohio on the other side. They'd moved over close. They were as close to our campsite without getting on. I said, if you don't have anything else to do, just come on in here and get around the fire. You've already ruined this anyway. So they all came in, and I played Grandfather's Clock. This woman from Houston said, that's a great song. I said, yeah, it is. She said, did you write that? And I said, you've never heard that song? I said, it's been out a while. She said, I've never heard it. And it is a great song. Did you write it? I said, are you sure you've never heard that? She said, no, I've never heard it. I said, yes, I wrote that. This is what singer-songwriters do,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's the
sure,
first process.
I'll claim that one. If I had written that, I wouldn't be in a studio. I would be on the Riviera somewhere, laid back, you know, spending my money.
I don't know who wrote that, but that song sure goes back.
Two guys from Ireland wrote it. In the late 1880s, they owned a hotel, and one of them died, and the other wrote that song.
Huh, wow. I would never have guessed that. This is Jim Avitt, who we're talking to. You mentioned Doc Watson earlier. Did you get a chance to interact with him much? Or?
Our family is intertwined with Doc Watson by music. The boys much more than I. I play Merlefest. I've been lucky enough to do it for the last 5 years. They like me because I sing gospel, and I love to sing gospel. I sing gospel in bars. I sing it in churches. They want me up there on Sunday at 11 o'clock to do an hour's worth of gospel. And it's not me you should come and hear. It's the people in my band. One of them is Allie Parker. One of the reasons I came up here, because we're going to do three or four high-end shows. Merlefest is going to be one of them. But we have a new gospel. The Avitt brothers and the Avitt sister and the Avitt daddy have a new gospel album.
That's terrific.
Well, I don't know. It's a whole lot better than I thought it was. It was going to be.
Oh, no. I talk about legacy and family. I mean, to have an album like that is just a wonderful thing. And it's going to introduce people to one another, too, I think.
You ask about Doc. I'll give you a five-minute rundown on the way the boys tie in. Seth was probably 14 years old, and he was hearing rock and roll. And he was, as most young people, they have a lot of energy. This is the reason adults don't like kids. They have so much energy. You know, that's why they hate kids. But anyhow, we had energy at one time, and we're throwing ours away just like you're throwing yours away, and it's okay. But anyway, Seth was getting into rock and roll, and I wanted him to know that there was another kind of music. So a friend of mine had written a song about Merle, Doc's son, that died, and is what Merlefest is named after. When Merle Watson died, Doc lost his son, his guide, his picking partner, his friend. He lost it all, and it was devastating. This friend of mine wrote a song, which Doc heard and invited him up to his house, and they got along. He was about the same level of incompetence in playing a guitar that I am, but they got along just famously right off the bat. They used that song to close every night of Merlefest for the last 25 years. They've used that song. Anyway, this guy called me, and he said, you want to go up to Winston-Salem tonight and hear Doc play? He said, I'm going to open for him. And, you know, I said, not really. I said, I've been around Doc a lot enough, and he's a great talent. He was a great talent. But I said, I've got a kid that really ought to hear some of this. So I took Seth over to his house, to Wayne's house, and Wayne drove up to the Doc's house. I told Seth before he left, I said, this is the way things are going to be. In the first 2 minutes, he's either going to take you in like a grandchild, or he's going to tell you to shut up and sit in the corner. I said, you be on your best behavior. I didn't have to tell our children that. Our children are on their best behavior in front of other people. They were fine with us. Anyway, he went up and picked with Doc. And when I got up there, Seth came running up to me. He said, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. He said, he's just like my granddaddy. He said, this is great. He said, I've got a picture of me sitting in his chair with his two Grammys or Oscars or whatever they give for good music. Grammys. He said he's got two of them, and I'm sitting there with a picture taken with them on my leg. And to this day, when Doc died a couple years ago,
yeah,
Guns and Garden, the magazine, whatever, there's a magazine, they asked Seth to write his remembrances of that meeting.
Mm.
And he saw it from that side, and I saw it from over here. And yes, I've been around Doc Watson pretty well all my life. We pick in a similar way.
How old was Merle when he passed?
He was
a young guy.
Relatively young.
I can't remember.
In his 30s, maybe.
Yeah, he was very young, and so just a tragedy. I never thought about it the way you just put it. I mostly thought about it in terms of losing a son, but to also lose your intimate.
He lost it all.
You know, picking partner and guide as well is just an amazing tragedy.
Well, Merlefest is a great tribute to the Watson family. They have managed to keep string music alive and make it popular. They have instilled it in lots of people.
Would you play a gospel song?
This person that wrote this song was named Fanny J. Crosby. She lived from like 1805 to maybe 1905, almost 100 years. She wrote over 8,000 songs and poems.
Yeah, I know this name.
And she was blind. She was blind.
Huh.
What a talent. Let's do it here. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Jim Avett performing live in our studios from January 7th, 2017. That wraps up this special edition of the show that gets your weekend off to a good... Jim Avett performing live in our studios from January 7th, 2017. That wraps up this special edition of the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings here on Community Radio. If you enjoyed today's program, you can hear lots of archived live performances by going to neighborhoodvoices.org. We'll enjoy being back here with you live at our studios next Saturday for our usual mix of acoustic music and family fun. Special thanks to Chad Green at the Saturday Light Brigade for help curating today's programming and putting it all together. And finally, Robert Gray, Director of Operations, for making sure it all came together well. We'll look for you next week on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. Ba-ba-ba-da,
the Saturday Light Brigade is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. Radio 9 is the show that comes in and wrecks it. You're tuned to 88.3 WIRCET Pittsburgh and the new sound of the Mon Valley Tube City online radio, McKeesport. It's 12 o'clock.
My grandfather's clock was too large for the shelf, so it stood mighty years on the floor. It was taller by half than the old man himself, though it weighed not a penny weight more. It was bought on the morn of the day that he was born, and was always his treasure and pride. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, his life seconds numbering. It stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. My grandfather said that of those he could hire, not a servant so faithful he found. For it wasted no time, and had but one desire at the close of each week to be wound. And it kept in its place not a frown upon its face, and its hands never hung by its side. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. It rang an alarm in the dead of the night, an alarm that for years had been dumb. And we knew that his spirit was pluming for flight, that his hour for departure had come. Still the clock kept the time with a soft and muffled chime as we silently stood by his side. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, his life seconds numbering. It stopped short, never to go again when the old man died.
Johnny Cash getting us started. Need a little more echo. Can we get a little more echo on my voice? There we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. My grandfather's clock was the best ever made by the Timex Company. Just like the clock John Cameron Swayze displayed last night on the old TV. It works underwater so perfectly and still makes a ticking sound, which my grandfather tried only this afternoon, and that's how the old fool drowned. Well, good afternoon, sports fans. It is I, your digging a doo-wop, your son the swing, your come loudly grad to the Cheddar Hissu Group for College, E.J. Thurber at 1204. Much more music time here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul right up until the 3 o'clock hour. And the full-time request line is open at 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook and Twitter at J. Thurber Show. What a